Between 80 and 100 a year.
But you're actually original from Belgium?
Yeah, I was born in Liège, Lüttich, Leuk, and then moved to Brussels after my study. I studied jazz and very quickly was into John Zorn and Bill Frisell and Mark Ribot, like the New York stuff of the 90s, early 2000s. Yeah, that's where I built my guitar language.
So, and you brought me a beautiful record. So it's your latest work.
Yeah, it's called Club Copy. So it's released on Igloo Records, who released the 3 LP I made the last 6 years, I think. Ah, it's already 8 years. So the first one was 2016, then 2019, and this one is 2023. Yeah, it was released in October, and I had two very long tour since then.
So what is the story behind this?
Yeah, so there is like a little narrative, and it's there is in a futuristic world where every cities are the same. Like you doesn't matter if you're in Hanoi or in Bangkok or in Paris, you have the same street with the same Starbucks, with the same H&M. People are listening to the same music, wearing the same clothes, everything. And in that futuristic world, which I hope we will never reach, there is a little photocopy shop, and this photocopy shop, every time, because it's badly maintained and it's poor quality machines, every time you make a photocopy there, it gives you a bad copy of the thing. So it's never what you try to copy. And so it becomes, in the narration, the little spot of resistance of the contraculture. And then a new life starts from there. Yeah. So, yeah. So I explained that to the artist who made the artwork, who's a thief, who's a Spanish, very good artist, collaborator of Banksy and many and Blue and many people. And he proposed 4 different artwork. And so we put 4 different imitation of 4 very well-known records, sleeves. So we put 2. There's 2 more that nobody will ever see.
Great. So, and we listen now to Clone. Okay. Then let's have a listen.
I asked for a place on the seaside. There was somebody else, someone that looks the same, but not personally related to the man. Have you seen someone on the seaside? Maybe there's someone on the seaside. He said there's nobody here, you can do it. He just said even if you use a different name. I was a clone of you. I was a substitute. Self-confidence.
are actually from Belgium, as we said already, but then you moved to Berlin, or let's say you have actually two hometowns or home places. So it's in Spain and in Germany.
Yeah, I moved here in 2014 in the summer, and I think the same year I moved also to Spain, because I actually left all my stuff in a basement in Brussels and left my flat and never came back. So after the summer in Brussels, I went to Spain, and then I came back in spring in Berlin, and I started doing that every year since then. Yeah. I mean, the big focus the last 8 years was obviously the solo performances and releasing records. I did a few collaborations with a few singers, Spanish, Belgian, German. But the big thing I did was a tour I just did last week. It's Zero Carbon Records, which is an Impossible label we have with Sylvain Chauveau, who is a French composer. And the idea is an experiment on trying to make music without carbon. So the sustainable, yeah, I mean, I don't know what, yeah, so physically I don't know if it's sustainable, but and so it's an impossible label because it's zero carbon, so you cannot record or release any music without electricity, and most of the electricity comes from petrol from one way or another. So it's related with fossil energy, petrol or coal. So it's converted into tours, biking or walking sometimes, and full acoustic performance. So no electricity, no light, no PA, no amplification, no electronics of any kind. Yeah. And it's quite fun because musically it was really hard because it needs a lot of work, way more than with the electronic things. I mean, just to prepare the performance. Yeah, yeah. But it's a fun thing. But we are also sending musicians to do the same thing. We actually had just today had a meeting with a drummer from Reims in France who contacted us because he wants to do things with us. And we also send Julian Sartorius, fantastic Swiss percussion player, extraordinary, who made a concert of that kind with us. And there will be more people. It's hopefully it's just the beginning. Yeah, you know, because I didn't mention him, but he was really an important person in the, you know, Goody Pal.
By name.
Okay, so Goody Pal is an artist from the Faroe Islands, and he actually did the project we're doing before we did it. It wasn't exactly the same thing, but at some point he was also, especially in the art world, where it's more where he was. What he was part of, he was more and more invited to things talking about sustainability and all kind of thing, and he pointed out that there were people from the States that would come just for one day to talk at those things and then would go back to LA the following day. And he said, so he started first of all, I think, to instead of going to do a performance to New York to send a video or things like that, saying I refuse to fly for a one-day thing. And then he bought a Velomobile, which is it's those bicycle, but you're laying down. It looks like it's something from the 70s, and still there's still a lot of those things now. I mean, not a lot, but
who?
There is a comeback. Yeah, probably. And some are built in Switzerland now, and. And so he bought that and started to circulate only with that in Europe. So it would take like 5 days to go to Sweden. He could do a lot of kilometers a day because we interviewed him before we started to do that. And I think he would do 120 a day or something. We cannot go above 60. And it's already like 60. You hate life. You know, like 50 is 40 is good. I mean, we have all the equipment and everything, and he would load his energy from the bike, so And then he would perform with that energy. So he would still do electronic things. Yeah, yeah, he would have a dynamo and save that on a battery. And that would be enough to for just a small synthesizer. And then the trick is there would be a PA, but that would come from the venue. So he would say, my own performance, I've been using my own electricity. And, okay, they decided to use a regular power. But anyway, so it's not, we took a more radical approach, but still, I think his way of seeing things, like an artist coming like so many miles to speak about sustainability or whatever is the topic, even if it's not related with ecology, but talking about and doing all those kilometers as we did, all of us, a lot in the early 2000s, and people were doing that already in the 90s, and with low-cost flights, even more the last 20 years. I mean, we need to think about that too. Like it's,
of course,
yeah.
Of course. Okay, but one question. But I wanted to ask you, what kind of problems maybe you had during the tour?
Well, a lot, because you, first of all, if you can do only 40 kilometers a day, it's complicated to find venues every 40 kilometers. Yeah. So a year ago, we did a 3 weeks tour, and we played 9 times for 3 weeks in Belgium, then France, then go back to Belgium, then Holland, then Belgium again. And then, yeah, Sylvain, that went great, but then Sylvain wanted a little bit more comfort, so we did a shorter one with very good gigs. And because if that's the thing, every 40 kilometers, how do you find venues for a kind of music that is not necessarily, if you're traveling with a with a concert band or with a blues band or with things that can be popular in the countryside, then maybe you can play every 40 kilometers. But Sylvain plays like ambient minimal music. I play my songs, which reach a very small, very very small audience. It's hard to. It's like you'll have to get a gig in Brandenburg. Maybe you can because it's not far from Berlin. But imagine, like all the Brandenburg of Germany, you need to play there. It's not so easy to organize, etc.
That you're not only the big cities, so you also have to think about like the, which is also cool from cultural aspect, that you are on this moment, it's necessary to, it's more about like that, what is 40 kilometers away, instead of saying, oh, I play in Berlin and I play in Leipzig and I play here and there. Yeah. And this makes, of course, the tour planning.
But it brings so that's one of the problem we have with this project. It's that in places where everything is based on cars, because that's another thing that happens, small places or villages, everybody has a car, because there's no way you can live there without a car, because it's not made for living there without a car. So it's not always positively perceived, people who are doing those kind of things. And then there we invited a little trickery, because we call that the carbon fiasco. Every time we failed with our rule, we call it a carbon fiasco. So, for example, the organization of the tour, we send email. We do video call with, there's a lot of carbon that is lost in the organization of the tour. We eat warm food. There's thousands of things where we failed, and we're not necessarily good at biking, but that's not a carbon fiasco. But what I mean with that is we do things wrongly a lot of time, yeah. And it doesn't matter. It's not about, it's not about purity. It's about trying to experiment to see what it would be, and also I think showing that it's Or that it's impossible. So the carbon fiasco is when it's impossible. I think makes it also less moralistic, which can be a problem with this project. Because there's a few friends that hated us for doing that, for example. Yeah. No, but what I wanted to say with the set, just on a musical point of view, and for Sylvain, I think it was the same thing. When you have like almost no recourse, I think it's a fantastic way to find music, really. Like, you have nothing left. You have silence, a little bit of guitar, maybe your voice, and maybe a few trickery. And I really like that project for that, yeah. And so I want to do that set way more, even sometimes without bicycle, but no electricity, and do tours like that.
Okay, let's play some music, I would say. What is the next? Maybe
recommendation?
Yeah, you have a recommendation?
Yeah, you Berlin artist, which I really like.
Yeah.
She's half French, half Irish. And she released an album a year ago called Pitch Bender. And her name is Zoe McPherson.
We'll be right back.
Zoe McPherson on Fire. And yeah, we talked earlier about your time before your solo project, and you had in Belgium you had a band.
Yeah, Funk Sinatra it was called. And originally it was a 7-piece band with 2 drums, saxophone, flute, violin, bass, and then guitar. So is that 7 people? I can count.
Ah, cool. And you were also singing and playing an instrument?
It was instrumental the first 2 years, and then I started to sing. And the saxophone player was also singing.
And okay, so like 7-piece band is quite a lot.
It was a 6-piece band very quickly. The 2 drummers was just for the first gig.
And then it became a 1-piece band with you.
Here I put you Il Regarde le Ciel, which is an instrumental one.
Okay, let's listen to Frank Sinatra.
Thank you.
So you stopped then right away this band project, and then you started to become the solo artist you are now.
Yeah, I think we ended up in 2012, so I had 2 years where I experimented with different bands and other things. And then when I came to Berlin, I always wanted to play solo, but I also was interested more and more by electronic music. And all kind of things which attracted me to Germany. I also remember seeing in Brussels a band called NMO. You know them? No. Yeah, but they used to change their name every month. So it was Neue Ostkreuz Ostbahnhof or something like that. They would. So it was basically just electronic and a snare. And I saw them playing in Brussels, and they would do a lot of things which were like a bit Fluxus. So like absurd performance mixed with techno and with this weird snare, extremely tight. Because he had a contemporary music background. And so I was wondering where can I find this, like this weird music, and they were coming from Berlin. Then I came in 2013 and spent 10 days here, and I discovered Paul Arambula, maybe you know him, who was doing a concert just alone on the guitar, all the strings were an E, and he told me, I'll play punk, very shyly, and said, because I asked, what will you play? He played 10 minutes. Back then I hated punk, and I thought, wow, I just adore his performance so much. And because it was broken from everywhere, like existentially punk. So, you know, I took it very, very seriously. I mean, I hated punk. It's a bit, it's not correct, but I, you know, often it's a word that doesn't mean anything. But in the case of Paul, it was like, wow, that guy should be in a psychiatric hospital, but he found a spot and an audience in Berlin. And then I thought, yeah, it's a great place to live. And there was a lot. I discovered Gilbert also the same year, and many, many musicians here. And then later on, Chris Himmler. And all the people who've been there before, and maybe a friend from London would be a great fit now.
Yeah, good.
Ed Dowie is absolutely beautiful. I think the song I gave you is called Jung Powell. Everything he did is fantastic. I think, yeah.
Change for home.
Two places where I travel, where I find, I mean, you can say a lot of things about all kind of places in Europe and also extra-European countries too, of course. But if we talk specifically about Europe, like Berlin, of course, still a place where we were talking about Paul and many others. It's a place where outsider could come and find a spot. But UK still generates so much incredible music. I mean, every time I play there, I share the bill with bands who have so little this idea of doing art as a way of copying a formula. And it's always... Every single time I go there, I find groups or people that do things wrongly but strongly, and it's, I find that so beautiful, you know, like you have the wrong voice, you have everything that is not made to be cute in a certain way, and you make something very strong out of that. Any kind of music can reach any people. Like the underground music doesn't exist in a sense that anything can become commercial, and a person working, doing like coming from a proletarian family or with a background with no knowledge in literature or who never studied university can suddenly catch something that is done completely the opposite way of every big commercial things and say, that's my thing. And it's like a communitary thing. And it's the only place where tastes are so strong with that. And if you look at the history of the last 20 years, like how trip-hop, like how jungle, how dubstep, how all those music who have aggressive background, like it's done, there's always something aggressive. It never tries to be cute. Ah, yes, Liefenmutz, another fantastic example. I did the... Yeah, yeah. I did a music video with the third Sleaford Mutz, who make all the video, and it was originally the Simon performance. It was the perfect example. Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Everything I've ever fucking owned. Loan shark. Loan shark. Loan shark. All the peeps, sonic boom. I put the bin out, fruit of the loom. Rock and roll, nothing's crazy. Not a lot is gonna tempt me. No hard on, no lead. Seaman, shoot your fucking face dead. Point blank fucker. Point blank fucker, fruit of the loom. Hard on pills, left in tanks. Oh shit, stop it, that's alright that bit, wasn't it? Hard on pills left in tanks, and blokes built like brick shit asses. Asses and asses, all blown up. Do you mind opening your door while I kick the fuck out of you? Look, what's that on your nose? I pulled the blinds down, mate. Tread on your nightmare. Twinkle toes. We get the sand down battered. I got a dead head. It's like nothing ever really mattered. I killed a fly with a can of bleach. We get the sand down and battered. Loan shark. He's gonna take it all. Loan shark. Knocking on my door. Jaws of death. He's got a bitter nose. He's gonna take everything I've ever fucking owned. Loan shark. Loan shark.
I wanna f- fold you. So come close, girl. Yeah. Oh. Just call me.
Takes a lot of cards for you to move it to the front. I'll get away, cause I know you're trying on me. Takes a lot of lies for you to step it to the side. I'll come my way, cause I know you're trying on me.
Yes, okay. First of all, Mitch and you just found out
Oh no, that Felix is playing that's written there, SH-101, which is a classic acid synthesizer, which is fantastic. I have the plugin. And I really good emulation, because a friend had the real one, so I tried it before. So based on my memory, it's very close. But anyway, it's wonderful synthesizer. And it's also interesting to mention that it's Mitch and Mitch, so it's all those people from Warsaw, from... Lado ABC. And I was in Warsaw 2 weeks ago. And... yeah, I mean, it's they are all doing a lot of different projects there and releasing a lot of music, organizing a lot of concerts. Yeah, and strangely, there's a few things I think that people don't necessarily know about Warsaw, but it's the third city with the most vegetarian in Europe after London and Berlin. I remember one day playing there for a manifestation against fascism in 2018 or something like that. And in Warsaw, there was a lot of anti-fascist people. The difficulty, like in most places of Europe, is that the countryside where people only have televisions and there's no counterculture and there's no migrants living there, the far right usually wins, as it is the case in France and everything. But so that's why Warsaw always had this counterculture, strong culture aspect. And so it has been a very lively city for many years and still is. And even when the fascists were there, was still... And yeah, and it's important to point out that even when things go bad, there always are places where there still are people who are active and so much great stuff, which makes me think that we should also go back to Berlin, because there's still so many beautiful things being produced here. I don't know if it's a moment for a Chris Immler, but it's always a moment for a Chris Immler. And I can't remember which track I chose. Ah, Country Club, yeah. But yeah, that's a great one. Really extraordinary. And it's sound-wise, it's fantastic. And Chris is Chris. It's part of the history of Berlin. Like, you have like the after-punk thing, you have the techno thing, you have the electro-clash. Everything is sort of part of Chris' music. And it's a beautiful, and it sounds fresh and modern, but you have all this history of Berlin in the backbone, and I think it's wonderful, really.
Skala ist noch oben offen. Das Haus stürzt ab.
So, yeah, we talked about lots of things about the past and different places. But what are your plans for this year and maybe for next year?
It's strange because I did the tour last week with this bicycle thing, but I'm actually working that repertoire really hardcore at the moment because I want to play those things more. And I felt I'm just at the beginning of something. When I finished the tour, I felt like, so some acoustic stuff, new stuff will come, and probably some tours that may involve also train, not only bike, but definitely no electricity concerts, like no light. Because that's another thing, it's all acoustic, but there's also no light. So you lose basically all the mayonnaise that you have during a normal concert, you know, where the artist is on a stage and it's, so you're just there in front of them, which is a very old form of doing music and probably the most common in the world. But the perversion of our society is that it's a form that becomes a minority thing and a very, not very valorized one. And I think it's important as a musician to find a form like where you go back to the bones of the thing.
Leave your home, exit your love. Come on down, come on down. Dust and dirt, lost in space and time. Live on a highway, born wild.
Live on a highway, born wild.